Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. It's that time of the week, Mike.
It is indeed, Ian. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And last week, you left us with a Thursday-themed challenge.
I said, start with the phrase, Sweet Thursday. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell two words, eight letters and four letters, that describe what water does. What are the words?
Well,
if you drop the U, you can spell hydrates and wets. All right, Ian, today, October 16th, 2015, is the release date of Crimson Peak, the latest film directed by Guillermo del Toro. Set in northern England in the 19th century, del Toro calls it a modern take on the ghost story and wanted the film to honor the classics in the haunted house genre. Even though I will be going nowhere near a theater showing Crimson Peak, nothing against del Toro, I just get scared by scary movies, we will commemorate its opening anyway with a quiz in which each correct answer has a shade of red. Subtitled A Romance, what 1850 novel by Nathaniel Hawthorne about sin, guilt, and legalism has been referenced in numerous films, songs, and other novels, and in a song from The Music Man in which Harold Hill sings, I hope and pray for Hester to win just one more A.
That is The Scarlet Letter.
It is indeed The Scarlet Letter. And the novel that the movie Silver Linings Playbook is based on, the main character reads The Scarlet Letter because he says Hester Prynne believed in silver linings. What sports team, founded in 1882 as the Brown Stockings and known by their current name since 1900, has played home games in three different venues known as Busch Stadium, and from 1960 to 1987 shared its nickname with a football team based in the same city?
That's the St. Louis Cardinals.
It is indeed the St. Louis Cardinals, and in 1899 they were known as the Perfectos, and a fan commented on the shade of red used for the trim and the sock striping and said, what a lovely shade of cardinal. And the nickname was born. In the 2004 film Anchorman, the title character, played by Will Ferrell, heads up the fictional KWVN news team in San Diego. The local award-winning journalist loves poetry and scotch, the latter to such a degree that it inspired a Ben & Jerry's flavor with his picture on the container. Who is KWVN's Anchorman in Anchorman?
That is Ron Burgundy.
It is indeed. And the opening and closing scenes of that movie were narrated by Bill Curtis, who is now the scorekeeper on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He was convicted of murder with malice on March 14, 1964, and appealed that conviction later that month. He had his appeal upheld by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals in October of 1966, who ruled that he had not received a fair trial. And he died a month before his new trial was set to begin in February of 1967. Who is he?
I'll say Jack Ruby.
It's a good thing you said that, because that's correct. And finally, introduced in 1987, speaking of Ben & Jerry's, what Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavor was the first to be named after a person in popular culture, in this case a musician, and paved the way for later homages like Late Night Snack, Neapolitan Dynamite, and Fish Food?
That's Cherry Garcia.
It is Cherry Garcia, named, of course, for Jerry Garcia. And that was the best-selling flavor for over a decade before it was dethroned in 2014 by a flavor called Half-Baked. Well, Ian certainly isn't red in the face this week. He rose to the challenge and went 5 for 5. Did you get a very good score, too? Would it make us blush? Okay, I'll stop now. Write to us at quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you want to reread these questions, you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look, some extra credit, or this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the name Miss Scarlet. Change one letter to an A, and you can rearrange the letters to spell the two-word name, six letters, five letters, for something an expert might give for talented students. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, let's get to work on that challenge and come back this time next week and tell everyone what it was.
We'll see you then.